531. PMN News at 6 a.m. Hello, Olageta. I'm Atutahi Potaka News. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says today's meeting with Fiji Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka in Wellington will be significant. He acknowledges Fiji as an important trading partner to New Zealand, with two-way trading sitting at $1.17 billion a year. Fiji is New Zealand's largest trading partner in the Pacific, with New Zealand exporting $503 million worth of goods and services each year.
It'll be the first time a Fijian Prime Minister has visited New Zealand for quite some time. We met during my recent visit to Port Moresby, and we've exchanged correspondence previously as well. So I'm looking forward to having another in-person conversation with him. He's also been in regular contact with both the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who have also had really good constructive conversations with him.
Pacific councillors at Auckland City's governing body have been subjected to scathing racial taunts for their stance on the sale of airport shares. Selling council's billion-dollar shares at Auckland International Airport is one of the options to plug a $375 million budget loophole. Councillor Josephine Bartley says the backlash from social media trolls has become personal.
And now people have gone on there saying, well, if that's the Pacific way, then go back to the Pacific because you're in New Zealand and this is how we do things. Things like the Pacific way is to beat up your kids, to be obese and to borrow money off loan sharks. That's what people are saying.
The National Party says it's baffling that Michael Wood remains Minister for Auckland after his airport shares controversy. He's been temporarily stood down from his transport portfolio while he gets rid of the shares and resolves the conflict of interest. The shares had not been declared on the public register of MP assets. National is demanding Michael Wood be stood down from all his portfolios and an independent inquiry take place. A man will appear in Kaikohe District Court today in connection with the death of 71-year-old Linda Woods in her home last week. The man was arrested yesterday after police searched a nearby property. The 52-year-old man was charged with manslaughter, burglary and aggravated assault. An epic voyage sailing around the Pacific for 4 years begins next week. The legendary canoe Hokulea will start its voyage in Alaska and visit 36 countries and archipelagos. The goal is to develop young leaders and highlight the importance of oceans and indigenous knowledge. Hokulea revived the lost art of Polynesian voyaging and navigation and sparked a cultural renaissance in Hawaii. In sport, a number of young Pacific teams are aiming to qualify for the Under-19 Cricket World Cup. The East Asia Pacific qualifier starts next Monday and includes Fiji, Samoa, Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu. The winner will be one of 16 teams competing in the World Cup in Sri Lanka. That's PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.